the audio boom story thickens. I've discovered something that I didn't know about the audio, what audio boom is offering. I wrote an email to support@audioboom.com. I was looking for more information about what extra I could have from Audio Boom on a monthly basis, in addition to the 5 episodes that I understood were all you could make for $9.99. So I wrote a pleasant email, I have to say. It was friendly email, and I didn't expect to get a reply, but I got a reply almost by return. I was utterly stunned at how quickly Audioboom replied. And in a nutshell, Audioboom said to me, "We're willing to grant you unlimited number of episodes per month, provided they don't exceed listenership of 10,000 each." Well, I've never had a listenership of 10,000. So to me, that's wonderful news, perfect news. I wouldn't put up, you know, a ridiculous number. I wouldn't cause Audioboom any trouble by this. Audioboom then said something that didn't at all surprise me. They said, we reserve the right to put you on a special contract under the call in the event of, you know, them deciding to do it at some stage in the future. I don't know whether Audioboom would ever exercise that right, you know, against my will. In other words, with me saying I don't really want to go on to any special deal, I don't really want you to put advertisements, because there is, for some people who want it, it seems, there is a possibility of having advertisements placed on your podcast. However, I don't think that Audioboom will ever put advertisements or even ask me to put advertisements on my pod for one reason, that I'll never have enough listeners to make it worthwhile for any advertiser to pay money to advertise on my account. I'm too small. I'd be unknown in comparison with, let's say, the BBC. Well, I'm not going to name a whole load of organizations, because Audioboom has an impressive, by now, I think, portfolio of organizations which are podcasting, using it. For the most part, as far as I can see, those organizations are doing what we all do, repurposing stuff that they're producing from other places. In other words, Audioboom isn't the unique place where they put their stuff. Anyway, I want to keep this focused on something. Now, I'm making an interpretation. One of the facts, that's what they wrote to me. But the other is my interpretation of my expectations of how to interpret the words used by Audioboom. But I have to say, I'm thrilled. I really am very, very pleased, because it answers what was for me a big question, which is the what if I want to make more than 5 episodes of my podcast per month, or even in any one single month. I don't know, when it comes down to it, when, if I have a podcast, exactly what kind of podcast it would be, but I wouldn't like to rule out the possibility that I might, on some days, do a complete diary in which I might have 10 episodes of myself going on a journey from A to B, and at each stage in the journey I did a kind of report in. I also wouldn't want to rule out the possibility that on a particular day, when I went to a conference, I might do 10, 12 interviews. I've done it before at the Web Summit in Dublin, and I've probably done it in some other places too, where on a single day, I remember a particular day, maybe it was 2 days, I did 70 pieces of audio. I know that because I gathered them all together and made a list on Listly, and they can still be found there. That's what you would do if you were going to a conference and you were, like me, interested in talking to the speakers or even to people who didn't go into the formal sessions but sat and had a cup of coffee with you, it's a great way of networking with people. Ask them if they'd mind recording the conversation that you're having, and then you could send them the audio. And well, I've never... Oh, I have. I've come across one person in my entire audio career, and he was a conductor of an orchestra. And he agreed that I should put up, that I could put up a piece of audio, and I did. You know, warn isn't the right word, but I did explain to him that it was going on the internet. And I think about 4 years later, maybe even more, we ran into each other in a pub, and he asked me if I'd take it down. And I said no, and I was emphatic. I mean, I was nice about it, but I was emphatic. I would not take it down. I mean, if an article, an interview with you is published in the Irish Times or in anywhere else, and a couple of years later, or even the day after, you say to the person, would you please take it down? I mean, no journalist worth their salt, with any degree of a journalist, or no editor worth their salt, would take it down. And I certainly wouldn't, because I consider myself to be a sort of citizen journalist. Anyway, the key point I'm wanting to say today is that there are great advantages in anybody writing to Audio Boom and asking them whatever questions they like, based on my experience. Rapid response, and if Audio Boom ever listened to this, just really doubt the staff in Audio Boom listen to this, which I guess, I mean, they'll have a million other things to do, and I don't expect that they're overstaffed, and I don't expect them to listen to every piece of audio that is shared via Twitter about them. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because I would like to publicly thank them. I'm still trying to make up my mind whether I am going to take out the subscription. But I think you could imagine what influence this email has had on me. Will I pay Audio Boom a bottle of wine a month?